The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Good morning, everyone. This is the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. We're so happy to be on WTBR 89.7 FM and WSBR 88.1 FM in Lee. My name is Jen Glockner. I'm the director of the Office of Cultural Development for the City of Pittsfield. Bev Prentice is operating the board. And today we have Carrie Holland here from Hancock Shaker Village.
Hello. Thank you for having me back.
Yeah. It's baby animal season, which is super exciting, right?
It is the best. We love April. We love March, especially April. Babies start coming in March. But we have a very full barnyard at the moment.
Are there their babies already there?
There are already babies there. We're waiting on a couple of sheep and one pig. But we have a very full crew of piglets, some lambs, the kids, the goats, the baby goats are especially cute, I must say, this year. And then we have this beautiful partnership with Pittsfield Public Schools and a few other area Berkshire schools. It's called the Hatch Program. So we bring incubators and eggs to the classrooms, and the kids learn about the cycle of an egg and how an egg becomes a chick. And so they hatch
the chicks. Baby.
Yes. Chicks are born in the classrooms all over Berkshire County, throughout Pittsfield, and then we go and collect them up. So the chicks are coming back also. So we have our first round of chicks coming after they were very beautifully taken care of and fostered and supported in these classrooms. And now you can come back and visit those at Hancock Shaker Village as well.
Oh my gosh, yeah. How fun is that? So Baby Animals officially opens to the public on April 18th.
That's right. Yes, our big opening weekend, April 18th. It's looking like a fantastic weather weekend so far. I'm in the 10-day window.
Oh yeah, that
10-day
window.
Yep. All the time.
Every day you press refresh, and you know what happens? It changes the morning.
Yes.
Just, I don't mean to burst any bubbles here, but nothing is accurate in that 10-day.
So last year, I will say, our opening weekend, I woke up, looked out the window, and there was 4 inches of snow on the ground. But we just have diehard people who love this tradition so much. We still had like almost 700 people on opening day with 4 inches of snow, and we just carried on. You know, the animals don't know a difference one way or another. We had our private tour, and we got there a little early, shoveled off the boardwalks, and, you know, so we're ready for any weather that comes.
The Berkshires is definitely ready for anything. And the people that live here are ready for anything. They just go out in it all. Wear your raincoat, wear your boots, and just do it.
Exactly. And we had such a crazy, good old-fashioned New England winter. So any kind of little sunshine or break in the temperatures, like everyone just going out. So I suspect it'll be a lovely opening weekend,
lovely
and the
season.
Whole stretch, April 18th through May 10th is our Baby Animals Festival. That's kind of the special moment where you can actually have those close engagements with the animals. I think we'll have a lovely stretch, whether it's raining, cold, sunshine, but right now it does look sunshiny.
It does, the 10-day forecast. When we're recording this, the 10-day forecast looks good. April 18th through May 10th, and that's always the case. It's Mother's Day weekend, May 10th, and it's lovely. To take your family there and celebrate.
It is. You know, we have a lot of focus, of course, on the very adorable babies, but you can't have a baby without a mother also. So there is a nice tie-in when Mother's Day falls in line with the festival. And the goats especially, I just, like, I've been laughing for the last week. The goats are like always climb on the moms. So we have like a few, we had several goat moms who gave birth to like 2 and 3 instead of 1 or 2. Mm-hmm. There were a lot of 2 and 3 batches. Ooh. And they're just like always climbing on the mom who's just laying there. It's so perfect. She's just like, okay,
just
I'm
climb
tired.
On me. I'm yeah. tired. I'd like to take a nap.
And they're just taking turns, like jumping, like cannonballing off. And you're like, this is so perfect. I'm like, I feel you.
We understand. As human moms, we understand.
Exactly.
That's amazing. Once again, this is the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. We are on WTBR 89.7 FM and WSBR 88.1 FM in Lee. I'm Jen Glockner, the director of the Office of Cultural Development for the wonderful city of Pittsfield. Bev Prentice is operating the board. Thank you, Bev. And Carrie Holland is here from Hancock Shaker Village talking all about baby animals and more. I do feel like every year in Pittsfield, it's like, woo, baby animals, spring is here.
Yes.
Like, this is the sign that spring is here.
I feel like it's a little bit of a gateway to, like, yes, winter is over, spring is here. We've got, like, crocuses popping up. Daffodils are peeking out. And the babies are here. We've got 11 adorable little piglets just, you know, squealing away. And the lambs are jumping and kicking, and the goats are climbing and talking in their little goat voice. So it's just like a so beautiful way cute. To usher in the warmer it weather is. And warm season.
It is. Officially open to the public April 18th through May 10th. You can go online to Hancock Shaker Village's website and get tours.
Yes.
Tickets.
So there's you can buy tickets right online. And because we have a little bit of our front entrance is a little bit in a unique pattern because of the construction going on with the visitor center, we encourage folks, if possible, buy your tickets online ahead of time, and it'll just be a much smoother, you'll skip the lines. Smoother process. So, but there's also behind the scenes tours as well. So a few days have already sold out, but there's still definitely tickets available also online for a behind the scenes tour. And so that's a unique time. It starts an hour before the whole village opens to the public. And it's a time that you get to go with a small group on a special tour of the village with Farmer Billy and Olive. And you get like a little more hands-on, some more information. You kind of get to do some feeding with the animals, maybe hold a couple. And you just get that more up close and personal opportunity to spend some time with the animals, learn a little bit more in depth. About the process, about the village, about the history of dairy farming there. So it's kind of a unique extra add-on. So that's also available on the website, too.
That's very cool, up close and personal.
I'd love to handle a goat.
Well, you can go to baby animals. You can get in. It's so cool. You go into the Roundstone Barn, and there are all the babies and sometimes the moms set up in little pens. And you can, with the assistance of volunteers and people that work at Hancock Shaker Village, you can hold these baby animals.
Yeah, you can climb right over the fence, and we kind of designate how many people can go in at a time to not overwhelm the animals. But they're very accustomed, and the goats especially are so social. They really like to have visitors. And you can climb right in with them and get down and pet with them and have them, you know, kind of do their funky little jumps and kicks around you. It's a really cool way to kind of make the connection of like the animal and the farm and have that up close personal feel. The kids especially are so fascinating. I love, because a lot of kids don't have an opportunity to see those animals up close, and it's wonderful for them to kind of like make those connection points too. See a calf and like, wait, who is that? A horse? What is that? Is that a dog? And like, no, it's a baby cow. And like, here, the mother's over here. And like, whoa, it's going to be that big. And you just, it's hard to replicate that in a classroom or a book, like to see it with your own eyes, to feel it, to smell it, to have that full sensory experience is pretty powerful. So
yeah,
we're
very
glad we can be an outdoor classroom for a bit for these kids.
Very, very, very cool. And you referenced briefly the construction going on. So give us an update on the visitor center.
Oh, it is so exciting. When everyone comes, we're still working on the exterior right now, but you can start to see the windows taking shape. And so it'll still be fenced in with all the construction. We're working with local group Allegroni. They've been wonderful partners, and we are on track, and it is going to be a spectacular new space. So I think the public will be able to recognize some of the changes from the exterior. We have a beautiful new deck going in, amazing sight lines to the historic village, three new galleries, so we'll be able to present our objects in a more compelling way, in a safer way, better environmental protections in place. So we have a slate of really exciting opening exhibitors in the new spaces, and it'll be a little, you know, it'll be a little sprint to the finish to get
when
everything in place.
When is the hopeful finish?
So we are on track. We are slated for a grand opening on July 31st of that space. The village itself will remain open the whole season. Once we open for baby animals April 18th, we're going to remain open. But the visitor center, that one building, won't open until July 31st is our grand opening celebration. And we have a whole weekend of activities on the schedule. So July 31st is a Friday. We're going to really focus on the galleries and the exhibitors. So we'll have some curator talks and some artist talks, and that'll be a first chance to really get into those museum spaces and experience some really cool exhibits. Very exciting for those. And then the Saturday after, we have a summer gala annually. So we'll host that. That will have a fun spin so that folks can, again, see the new building. And then Sunday, we're going to have this big community-wide celebration. And it will be the first time many folks will be able to see the new building. But it is also the Roundstone Barn's 200th birthday.
Oh!
Yes. Wow. So we've created it. We're still working on, you know, a couple fine-tuned details. But we're creating a big festival around this theme of the future of the museum with this new building, the past that we are continuously interpreting and telling the story of the Shakers on that site, and the new visitor center with the Roundstone Barn are directly across from each other. So you have beautiful sight lines between the two. So it's sort of this like past, present, future theme. And of course we will have an epic birthday cake.
Yes.
For the Roundstone Barn.
Yes.
So we have food trucks, performances, and other cultural partners will be there. So that Sunday, August 2nd, will be a really fun, you know, big public community celebration.
That's awesome. 200 years. Wow. That's impressive.
It's really impressive. Yes. It kind of, you know, once you start hitting these sort of milestones, you're like, this has been around for a long time.
Yeah. This is actually a historic space. Once again, this is the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. We're so happy to be on WTBR 89.7 FM and WSBR 88.1 FM in Lee. My name is Jen Glockner. I'm the director of the Office of Cultural Development for the wonderful city of Pittsfield. Bev Prentice operating the board, and Carrie Holland is here to talk all things Hancock Shaker Village and baby animals and new visitor center. We got a lot going on.
Mm-hmm. It's great. There's a lot of energy and momentum, and it's fun. We're getting a lot done.
It is fun. What was the other thing you said you wanted to talk about? CSA?
Oh, yes. We do have a CSA. That's the other thing that we've got front of mind. So the gardens are starting to become activated, and we've got our little seedlings that we'll start putting into the ground. The farm is such a big part of the experience visiting Hancock Shaker Village. We certainly have the animals, for sure, which everyone will celebrate in high form during Baby Animals Festival. And then we really shift our focus to the garden. So the gardens, there's sort of two parts to the garden element. One is we always maintain a Shaker-inspired garden for medicinal purposes. So we continuously plant and steward and foster the plants that the Shakers would have used for sort of functional purposes, some dyes, but certainly medicinal qualities. They have amazing literature, amazing books and resources about sort of like the holistic plant-based health solutions that the Shakers used, you know, going back to 250 years ago. So we always maintain that element. It's really beautiful, very interesting to kind of like see the herbal remedies that they would use for common ailments. And then the gardens that we do all of our vegetable growing in. And so that's a larger swath. And it's getting into high time. But everyone says, well, what do you do with all these vegetables? And we have CSA, so Community Supported Agriculture, CSA. So we've got a few slots left, and folks sign up to be a member of the CSA, and then they come and pick up a share every week, either Thursday or Saturday are our pickup days. And you get a bag full of whatever is directly harvested that week. So it's a really cool discovery process, too. Like, there's always some random thing. I'm like, what is this?
Yeah.
And then you do a little research and you figure out
what is the name of this vegetable. And then you're like, how to cook a rutabaga or whatever it is.
Exactly. Yeah. So I've been a CSA member for almost 10 years. And I think my husband Sam would recognize that some interpretations of what comes through that bag are successful, and some need another go.
Some need another go. And it's okay, because you might get that same vegetable again to give it another
go. I'm like, okay, that was not, I need to do something different for that one. But it's beautiful, because I say it's better than organic. It's been on all the vegetables are grown on this perfectly preserved ground. There's never been spray, never any chemicals, and there's a lot of these seeds and traditions that the Shakers use to grow the food. We practice that regenerative farming techniques, so it's a really just like a super healthy, nutrient dense vegetable that comes out of it, and it's fun to explore and figure out what do I do with this.
So if you want, there are still slots available. You just go to the website and look for it there.
Yes, that's also on the website, and there's half shares and full shares. So if it's maybe one or two people, half share, it's totally that will do it. And a full share if you're just like very heavy into vegetarian recipes, or very vegetable forward in your cuisine, and maybe there's a couple other people in your household that'll you'll have a lot to work
with. Do your kids eat what you prepare?
So this is a fascinating fact. If I bring my kids, I have a 6 and a 7-year-old. If I bring my kids to the garden to like pick the tomato or pick the snap pea, and like they see it, they feel like a little more ownership over it, and they're very excited to try it. So it's been an unexpected result of the CSA. They see what's growing in the garden, they get excited about it, and then they want to try it. Some are more successful bites than others, but the willingness and enthusiasm to try it is so much stronger when they actually like see it in the ground.
I think that's true for
so,
sure.
So yeah, like Max is a vegetable guy.
That's awesome.
He'll go for it. And Amelia is also very adventurous. Max, we say he eats like a bunny.
Max and Amelia were seen often at Bosque this winter, and they're becoming a little bit wild on the mountain. Like, oh, I remember when they were little and just starting, and they'd be like, okay, so dainty on the hill. And then I'd be now this year riding the chairlift up. They're in the terrain park.
Oh, man. They just want to hit the jumps all the time.
What is going on? And they're trying. They're 6 and 7-year-old. They're trying to do these jumps in the terrain park. And I'm just like, whoa.
The best is when, like, the cool middle school kids who are, the park rats, they're always hitting jumps and trying new tricks. And Max and Amelia will see them and won't completely go for, like, a full flip or anything. Mm-hmm. I'm really holding, pumping the brakes on that. But they'll, like, do something. And when, like, the cool middle school kids will, like, give them a little cheer, like, yeah, like a little clap, hand clap or something. And they just think that's the coolest. Yeah. So it's such a nice environment over at Bosque.
Yeah, we do love Bosque. I saw them a couple times. One time I did ask Max when he's going to do a flip. And his mom gave me an evil look.
The Olympics were wonderful and also terrifying. So Max wants to be a half pipe guy and do all the tricks and spins and flips. And I'm like, oh boy.
Yeah.
Oh boy. So, but Amelia wants to be just like Michaela Schifrin. And
of course, the racing.
Yes, that's
amazing. Good season at Bosque. We're grateful for that mountain in our own backyard here in Pittsfield. So thank you, Bosque, for all the fun you provided. And now they've got a big summer season, too. So stay tuned for that. that.
A lot going on in our little Pittsfield neck of the woods.
Yeah.
You know, you have Basquiat fun stuff. The Berkshire Museum, I was just talking with their team over there with their big opening. We're thrilled with the new all the new programs that we're going to be able to do at the Village. There's a lot of really fun, dynamic Pittsfield, Central Berkshire stuff going on.
Yeah, First Fridays at 5 is starting May 1st. The first Friday of May is May 1st. I said this last time, and it was like the biggest tongue twister ever. But look how smoothly that came out.
That was very...
Like yeah. You knew what you were talking about.
Sometimes it works. So May 1st is the first Friday, which is coming up quickly. We're excited by that. And then there's one in June, August, and September, and that will involve the closure of North Street for 2 blocks and a lot of partnerships with food trucks and musicians and artisans and family fun zones with nonprofits. So we're psyched.
Awesome.
About that as well.
Yeah, we're getting ready to hit the season.
Yeah. After baby animals, do you want to talk about anything else going on this summer at the Village?
You know, we've got some of our core programs that we're super excited about. A couple new call outs that I will mention. We enjoyed a beautiful partnership with the team at Mass Audubon last summer. We did a couple little pilot programs where they would bring some of their educators over to our property and do some facilitated tours and talks. It was super popular. The Firefly and Lightning Bug shows that they helped guide and show around our property were super popular, sold out. So we're going to do a few of those. Fireflies are family friendly. And then Lightning Bugs are adult only because they were like, there was enough demand to kind of have two programs, sort of. So that will be really fun. And we're adding a few other themes too. Some bats. We have great bats in the area. Mushrooms and trees and some bird talk. So, you know, just leveraging our campus, and we have 750 acres. Most people only see about 5 or 6,
mm-hmm.
But there's so many wonderful trails and outdoor areas in different habitats. So they have come and kind of put together a couple of additional programs. So having them on site, I think that will be really fun.
That'll
start in June with a few sprinkled throughout the season ending in September, October.
I never realized it was that large.
It's huge, yes. Yes, and even about 20 years ago, it was even larger. We actually ceded some of our property to Pittsfield State Forest. So it goes right abuts right up to this Pittsfield State Forest. And there's some shaker interpretive spaces that are now in the DCR's stewardship care, but we have a great partnership and work with them closely to kind of maintain those spots. So it was over 3,000 acres when the shakers were kind of activating the whole space. It's quite
wild.
A property.
Wild.
Yeah.
And how about the goat yoga? Is that coming back?
Goat yoga will be back, yes. So if you want to see the baby goats at Baby Animals, you come in April and beginning of May. And then you come back when they're a little bit older, starting in June through September. Every Saturday morning we have goat yoga. It's hilarious.
It is hilarious.
Like a fun, you know, active way to enjoy the property. So that will be back. And we've got some really great food programs, too. So we're working with a few visiting chefs. Actually, Justin, who just, you know, created that new space in downtown Pittsfield. He'll be our first visiting chef for a Shaker Supper. He's put together a great menu for that. So we've got a few Shaker-inspired dinners on the schedule, and we're working with another chef over. He's a sort of like a well-known chef out of New York City. He's working on a development for a new restaurant in Chatham over the border of New York, and he's going to come and do a farm-to-table dinner in September that I think will be really special. It's our peak harvest time for the garden, so he'll be leveraging a lot of the produce. Right, directly. It's such a literal translation of farm to table.
Yeah, that is the most literal. You pick it right here, you cook it, and you put it on your table within like 25 feet.
Yes, the tables are set up right outside the Roundstone Barn next to the gardens. So it's literally like, here's the garden, food brought over here to a tent, prepped, brought to your table. That is 20 feet from the garden.
That is farm to table.
It's really fun.
In the most literal way, for sure.
Yes.
Once again, this is the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. We are so happy to be on WTBR 89.7 and WSBR 88.1 FM. My name is Jen Glockner. I'm the director of the Office of Cultural Development for the wonderful city of Pittsfield. Bev Prentice is operating the board, and Carrie Holland is here from Hancock Shaker Village to talk about all things Hancock Shaker Village. We got about four more minutes left on the program. Let's just talk more about baby animals opening April 18th, because there's some people that are just tuning in and they didn't hear anything about the baby animals.
It's such a big moment for us, and it's the opening to our season. We have a lot of visitors that come through during those sort of like, you know, just over 3 week period. But I'm always surprised that there are so many people who've never been also. It's so much a part of our season cadence that we're like, oh yeah, everyone's coming. But for some folks, they're not familiar with the program, and it's just such a wonderful, like, Berkshire's tradition. A lot of people are coming back year after year after year. They're bringing their kids, like they came as kids, and now they're bringing the next generation. And it's just such a warm time to come. There's like firsthand a lot of experiences that you can only get during that time. We always have the animals on site, but it's the only time you can actually get in and sort of touch and feel and have that direct hand contact with the animals. And we have a few special programs too. So for folks who have been time and time again and would like to have like a little add-on extra experience, there is for sure the behind the scenes that I mentioned. And that's a ticketed element. But during the course of the festival, we have a few pop-up experiences also. April 19th and 20th, it's kind of the kickoff to April vacation for a lot of Massachusetts families. We are going to have our sheep shearing moment. So all of our sheep will have their sweaters, you know, shorn a little bit, get the winter weight off. And there's a guy who just is like a wizard with the shears.
Really?
It's impressive.
Really?
Yes. It's like a fine-tuned craft. So it's really cool to watch him. You know, he kind of has his patterns and then lifts up this giant blanket of wool from each sheep. So that's a very cool add-on experience to kind of see an experience.
Yeah,
and so that'll be over the first few days of the festival. We've got someone coming to sing music one day, like some children's songs. So that's family oriented. We're doing a little puppet show. So that will pop up. And we're working with a creative group who I know have come to a lot of Pittsfield events, too. They're going to do some live screen printing of a cool poster that they've designed.
Oh, GB9.
Yeah, GBGP. Good Bites, Glass Pints.
Yes. Oh, GB9 is a different place. Yes.
Good Bites, Glass Pints.
Nice job.
Yeah.
Yes, that's
or it
good.
Could be the other
Chris
way.
And Allie.
Chris and Allie.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Chris and Allie.
Everyone
They're
knows
awesome.
Chris and Allie.
They're awesome.
And so they've developed a really sweet, very cool poster. Yeah. And so they'll be demonstrating live screen printing. And it's just a cool process to watch. You know, you kind of take for granted what it takes to create some of these images. And so they'll be live on site showing folks their craft. And I think I'm sure if you twist their arm, they'll let you try a swipe or two.
Yep, they do that. It's really cool to see the whole process. And then their beautiful work of art at the end. And they often have those for sale in some way. And those are really cool to have. I have a couple of those.
Yeah, there'll be a few, a limited run. So it'll kind of commemorate baby animals this year, but it's also, you know, harkens back to the tradition of baby animals and sort of the start of the warm season in the Berkshires.
Yeah.
So
awesome.
Yeah.
Yay. So spring is springing. Spring has sprung, all of those things, because baby animals is coming, and it's here April 18th through May 10th and kicks off the season for Hancock Shaker Village.
Yes.
All of the information that we were talking about is on HancockShakerVillage.org's website. And most of it is also on LovePittsfield.com, all of the stuff going on in Pittsfield. All right. Yeah. Thanks, Carrie.
Thank you.
And thank you, Bev. Have a great week, everyone.
Thanks.